What's up, everybody? And what we're going to get into today is a podcast about food allergies, allergens, some ideas that we can build and create to try and solve and help other people. We've been suffering ourselves from some serious food allergies and some other health problems. So my friend Donnie and I have been coming up with an app solution and some other technological tools that can help people to suffer less. So let's go ahead and get right into it. We're going to be talking over a bunch of different topics. So super fun. Please comment, share, let us know what you think. And we will see you guys at the end of this. So the idea would be basically a box that's subscription-based, direct-to-consumer, mm-hmm. that allows you to choose your allergens yeah. and your specific allergens and have that be sent to you based on your subscription.
There you go.
Since we're talking about real-time subscriptions for our other stuff, we yeah. might as well have that baked into the system, too.
I just think it's really good. Now, I'm 100% that guy, and I understand it.
So then that second part that we need to add would be the app side, so that people can actually start charting and sharing
yeah, yeah.
the things that triggered them.
Still
based
the things
on their
that
allergies.
I need to do, because I've tried a couple digital solutions that didn't work. The notebook for me, maybe one of these notebooks would be better, but I wasn't using it at the time.
Yeah, a paper
happened.
Notebook. In the
yeah,
same way people
ones.
Do a food journal and keep that.
Yeah.
So it's actually using that, like MyFitnessPal, but using it for allergens so you can chart them
yeah.
out. And
I mean,
actually
even this
register
whole licensing
it.
Thing we're talking about, where we get a proof of concept up big enough that we could go talk to a bigger company. Like
yeah. So it's really just a digital food diary, but then with a larger database that everybody's contributing to, and almost
could,
that
yeah.
the important thing that's there is, how much did it trigger? How did
yes.
I end up feeling?
This is like too much shit to
all right, so for sure. the first thing we do, we just build a type form with the whole wizard into finding out what kind of allergens you have and what are your special requirements.
Yeah.
So that all we do is build a wizard, you go through the little thing, you tell us what it is, and then our end, we now have a user with those restrictions or with all that, then we can build out the workflow.
Do you have one?
On our side. Yeah, it's
okay. I was just like,
yeah, I think that real-time subscription part is going to be important too. So is it like, you know, you have very, very lightweight sensor, very cheap sensor that's based on weight, that's like, you know, the little graze station where everything goes and lives. And then if you use it, then, you know, you have this membership rate that you can get unlimited snacks and you just order what you want based on
yeah.
that, almost like a subscription plan for it. But we know how much you're eating. Which is another interesting thing too, actually, for the data. So I just don't feel well,
yeah.
but it's food that's been doing it to us.
It's you're poisoning yourself, but not by poisoned food.
When most people haven't had, just the same as any of these GI diseases, people around them talking about it, because
yeah.
Crohn's wasn't a thing. You know, nobody knew about
celiacs. I only knew about it because my uncle had it.
Yep.
My
and now
uncle.
It was rare because he
yeah.
died from it
yeah.
on top of it. So it's like,
but
awareness,
also, he
giving
wasn't
them
aware
the tools.
Till later in life.
Right.
So how he went his whole life with
triggering himself with something
no idea.
That triggered his
oh,
inflammation
it's just
that ultimately
food that
killed him.
Disagreed with him
yep.
for fucking 50 years.
Yeah. Just didn't realize to what extent.
I mean, it was just really interesting to see my mom's eyes open where
yeah.
it was like, how could I ever be allergic to anything? To
yeah.
whoa. You know,
I'm allergic to 9 things.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously.
And this is, it's just like what hit me. Every, you know, I was only allergic to 2 things, but with the egg thing, I was like, everything in my life now makes so much sense.
Yep.
It was like the end of Fight Club.
You're unlocking.
Where you're like watching it blow
you're
up.
Unlocking.
Yeah, and I'm just like, the bathroom.
The context.
The school
the
where
context.
I had to take diarrhea every day when I got to
the
school.
The memories were all there. The
Dude,
context
boom, boom,
didn't
boom,
exist.
Boom, boom. Yeah, and
exist,
I was just like.
As soon as the context
oh
was inserted, all of it got unlocked.
Even random place with Anna where I was trying to have her understand what was going on with me and I still didn't know at the time. And I was like in Ralph's with her and I was like, I gotta go now. And she's like, go what? And I like had to run to go take a diarrhea in the worst
yep.
fucking graffiti scratched in bathroom ever.
Right.
And it's just like, I don't want to do this. And I was like, she just doesn't understand.
Yep.
Like it's now or it's
and she can't
floor. No.
Because she just doesn't suffer in
no.
that way. but there are other people out there that do. And as soon as they hear, like when we say to Matt, no, that's not normal, here coming from someone who knows what not normal means.
I live in the gut not normal.
Exactly. And that we're all still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
That it is not some open and shut case where we did unlock the one thing that solved everything.
It's I could just avoid them.
And to that point, you found one thing that has made dramatic difference. True. But then there are still smaller things along the line that we're not sure about yet. We haven't quite uncovered the actual, like, I'm still upset here and there. What's going on there?
Even with that one thing, sure, it's easy for me to avoid an egg.
Right.
But eggs are in a lot of
things. What about the smaller bits of egg that are in all the other things that are chemically in things?
And then I try to, I'm like, cool, this, I did the research, it doesn't have egg. Yeah. Something still got me. Or I, why would eggs ever be in buffalo sauce?
Right.
Like, that doesn't even make sense.
Or like, we're getting to the lecithin stuff. Yeah. Like, oh, well, why would they use egg lecithin? It's so much more expensive. Yep. Like, soy isn't everything else.
It's going down the rabbit hole further and further until you get to the actual distinct molecule.
Yeah, the actual point.
Doing it. And then, even then, it's still going to be...
And it might have a threshold. You might have a threshold, and you might not hit that threshold. So that's a good point about why recording the number would matter. You know, like how much did you consume? So you know that that was actually something that caused your trigger. I think the other thing that this also solves for is when we build out our solutions and solve things for ourselves, we're able to help other people by turning them into a platform, turning them into something generic that other people can do. So the same way. So if we're going to use Typeform, we're going to use it to actually make like a wizard that go through, and then they're choosing those selections.
Sorry, just been in making my own fonts.
And then word,
TTF,
Typeform.
Like, is that what you're talking about?
No, OTF, man. OTF. Yeah. So like that, we're then making a tool that allows other people to then use this to find out maybe what they're also allergic to.
Yeah.
Take the tests, then connect to foods that they can eat, and then be delivered.
Yeah, I think my mom and for me, well, my mom was an easier barrier to break, but for me it was like so hard because it's like, I remember saying to you so many times, this is the way it's always been. I was scared to get it done.
It didn't even matter, regardless of you having friends around you going through the process. There was still a disconnect, whether it be a mental disconnect where you're nervous
and I think
or
it was
scared,
symptoms too.
Or,
symptoms were different, and then on top of that, it was I was afraid because watching you with the wheat, I got to give up bread if I know.
Changed my whole
but
thing,
if I don't know, I just got to deal with diarrhea.
Yeah,
you know,
got to deal with exactly the suffering.
But also not knowing what it would be like.
Humans are amazing at suffering.
Yeah.
And we adapt.
Not knowing
very
what it
well.
Would be like if I did change.
Yeah.
Like, because that's what I was used to. So it didn't really need to be changed in my mind at that time.
Yeah.
I think my mom, the only reason...
You've become accustomed.
Yeah. The only reason she agreed so easily, because she really thought that she probably wasn't going to be allergic to anything, and that's how I phrased it to her. It was like, worst is, you just know that you were right.
Yeah. Man, you're fine.
Man, she was wrong.
So that concludes that episode. We are definitely going to be making more of these, talking about our path to building an app, building solutions, etc. Things that we're super interested in and want to continue on and make sure that we get in front of people. And honestly, we want feedback and to try and connect to people that are suffering and that have these issues that we're all suffering from, and find new ways of alleviating that suffering as well. Insights into things that we don't necessarily know or have perspective for that matter. So we'd love to hear more from you guys, and please subscribe and share this where you can, and we will see you for another episode soon.